I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. One of the great fatal flaws in Christianity, at least as it's being expressed by an awful lot of people right now, is this notion of all you have to do is accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you're forgiven. Well, that's technically not how it works. And once you do that, you can't keep doing bad things. When you ask for that forgiveness, you have to admit to what you did was wrong and not do that anymore. That doesn't mean you can just keep on doing whatever horrible, awful stuff you want to do, and then, whoop, automatically you're forgiven. But a lot of Christians see it that way, which is why you have such things as godly lies. A lot of Christians who believe that if they're lying for their faith, it's acceptable. It's not really a lie, even if it's not true. And one of the big problems is the hypocrisy, especially around sexuality. They condemn premarital sex and gays and any kind of sex where the man isn't controlling and dominating the woman, and sort of insist that if a woman is having sex, she darn sure should get pregnant from it. But these rules never actually apply to them. Something we found out this past week with an awful lot of scandals coming out. Now, you might remember televangelist Ernest Angley. Now, you can look at the guy and go, yeah, that guy's a con artist. And he's extremely anti-gay. In his 1995 book called Oh God, What a Mess, he wrote, "Homosexuality is vile, vile before God, and it will send souls to hell." Well, apparently Angley will see some of his fellow souls there, if he's right. A young pastor is now suing Angley for sexual abuse. And as part of that suit, a tape that was made in 1996 has televangelist Ernest Angley admitting to an assistant minister that he'd had sexual relationships with a man who was employed by their church. But he said it doesn't really count as gay sex because neither one of them ejaculated. Yes, unbelievably sleazy, unbelievably hypocritical, but remember, this is the same guy who was sued by his own congregants for pressuring them to work for free at his for-profit restaurant. He told them that if they didn't, they'd be blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. Their job was to work for free for him and make him money. Why is this man not in jail? And then there's Pastor Donnie Romero. He became famous after the Pulse massacre in Florida when he preached that God should finish the job and kill those queers, referring to those who were in the hospital recovering from the Pulse massacre, and he's calling for God to just kill them all. And he called for the executing of all LGBT persons. Well, at least that leaves the queers out. They're safe from his call for death. He called for the federal government to kill gay people with a firing squad. And he also publicly prayed that God would murder President Obama. Now, I'm not sure you want to say that God murders people, because then you'd have to say, well, you know, during the time of Noah, God murdered everyone. I think many Christians believe that God put you into this world and he can take you out. But the idea of calling on God to do murder, that's a little disturbing. Despite, you know, if you read the Old Testament, that's pretty much what God was telling everyone to do a lot. Just go out there and murder your enemies. Now, he's not a pastor in Florida. He founded the Steadfast Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Texas. So, by every measurement, a horrible, hateful, awful human being. But he takes it to the next step. This is what he says. "I went to Jacksonville, and I went to a casino, and I was drinking, and there were girls there that were prostitutes, and I committed adultery on my wife multiple times. I drank and gambled multiple times. And I even smoked weed. I went back to sins that I have committed before in the past, and it even caused me to commit sins that I had never done before." Kind of wish he delineated that more. What hadn't you done before? And what about doing these things in the past? I mean, how far back are you talking about? 10 years ago? A few weeks ago? Oh man, I've been off the hookers and blow for 2 weeks now. Who'd have thought I would have gone back to that? So yeah, he's not going to be in his church anymore. But, you know, he believes that as long as he gets caught and then admits to what he's already been caught to, that makes everything okay, even though, of course, he loses his church. He says, "You know, I really shattered our life, my wife's life, my kids. We plan on finding an old IFB-type church that we can go to and serve the Lord. You know, I haven't changed anything I believe. In other words, he's saying he's still a hate-filled asshole. He continues, I still believe exactly the same. You know, I just went into sin, and I committed horrible, grievous sins. There's no doubt about that. No, there is not any doubt. IFB, by the way, stands for Independent Fundamentalist Baptist Church. And that's the thing. He thinks, gee, okay, I got caught. So I admitted I got caught, and I got kicked out of my church, but I'll just start up another church, and everything will be fine. Donnie, the only way you should walk into a church is as a sinner seeking repentance. In no way should you ever, ever, ever preach in a church. Ever, ever again. You are almost the dictionary definition of a hypocrite. I don't know if God forgives you, but I sure as hell know that none of the rest of us should. The sexual hypocrisy goes on and on. Here's what I believe in my heart of hearts. That Christ never condoned sexual assault, whether it was an adult or a minor. And I also believe that Christ was not a racist. Now, maybe I'm wrong, because a lot of Republicans seem to believe that Christ was a racist. Religious right leaders have been jumping into the fray to defend outright ridiculous racist Representative Steve King, an open white supremacist. Close King ally Janet Porter, who's probably best known for her heartbeat bill that aims to outlaw abortion before the mother even knows she's pregnant. That's her words. Janet Porter is a religious extremist and one of the more extreme anti-abortion activists out there. And she's against abortion, no doubt about that. She just doesn't have a problem with white supremacy. So these so-called religious leaders under Janet Porter are putting together a letter in support of the racist King to send to House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. And what they want is for him to issue an apology to King and reinstate his committee assignments so that racism can continue on freely without any interruption. Okay, and again, King is a racist. Not any doubt about that. Who has already signed on to this letter? James Dobson, Tom DeLay, Rick Scarborough, Matt Barber, Sandy Rios, Stephen Strang, Frank Gaffney, Lance Wallnau, Jim Garlow, Brian Kamenker, Larry Pratt, Scott Lively, Peter LaBarbera, Gordon Klingenschmidt, and there's dozens more. Many of these names will be familiar to you as leaders of the radical religious right. And they're making it clear, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the religious right has been captured by the racist right. There is an astonishing number of reverends and pastors from churches all over the country signing a letter demanding that a racist's power be restored and that he be apologized to. This is actually one of the more astonishing things that I have seen. And here's another example, just in the news, of unbelievably sleazy behavior, and that's with Tennessee's Governor Bill Lee. He doesn't believe in the separation of church and state. When he was asked about what to do about the opioid epidemic, he just says, turn it over to religious groups to solve. Hey, I think Scientology already has a program. He believes that his job as governor, he and his wife, is to spread the truth of Jesus Christ. He's a millionaire, and we know how Jesus feels about millionaires. Doesn't like them very much. And his church is ultra-conservative, just as you might expect. And the pastor there had this to say, which is kind of interesting. Grace Chapel's pastor Steve Berger said that even if Kavanaugh raped someone, he's still qualified for the Supreme Court because Moses was a murderer before he was the world's greatest lawgiver, and King David was an adulterer and murderer as a king, and Saul of Tarsus was a murderer before he became Paul the Apostle, the greatest apostle in the history of the church. So sure, let's make all our judges murderers. So you know the drill. Governor Bill Lee doesn't like abortion, doesn't like gays, doesn't seem to like women very much, talks a lot about his religious faith, and he is absolutely all on board with using his religious faith to make money for himself. On his inauguration website, he sold sponsorships. You could get reserved seating at the inaugural swearing-in ceremony and the worship service. Cost you $2,500. But then God can see your hypocritical ass sitting right up front.